Welcome to 9 to 5 Bank Daily for Thursday, September 20th, 2018. I'm Zach Hall. It's iPhone XS and Apple Watch Series 4 Eve, at least for most of the world. But if you live in the Eastern Hemisphere, it's launch day already, and customers have started receiving their new products by delivery. The first Apple stores in New Zealand and around the globe are opening soon too, and launch day lines appear long, with a new flagship iPhone and a redesigned Apple Watch going on sale. The first pre-orders in the U.S. will start showing up tomorrow on Friday morning, and you can try your luck at Apple stores, Best Buy, other retailers, including carrier stores, if you missed out on day one deliveries. And Apple shared a new behind-the-scenes look at how those fancy new elemental watch faces in WatchOS 5 were created, not CGI. Apple actually filmed flames, water, and burst of colored powder to create the fire, water, and other new watch faces on WatchOS 5. The tick marks for the hours are even physical dividers, so each of the elements react to their borders on the watch face. It's pretty impressive. And speaking of the watch, Audible has updated its WatchOS app with support for offline playback. So check that out for audiobooks on Apple Watch. And for Android users, Apple Music has been updated to work with Android Auto, Google's version of CarPlay. We also saw the first iOS 12.1 and tvOS 12.1 public betas released today, following the developer beta version earlier this week. As a reminder, you'll want to avoid iOS 12.1 beta if you're upgrading to an iPhone XS or iPhone XS Max tomorrow, so the backup and restore process can go smoothly. There can be problems when trying to restore from a newer version of iOS, and the betas don't appear available for the new hardware yet. And finally, Amazon unveiled a ton of new Alexa-equipped Echo hardware today. Check out 9to5 Toys and the brand new 9to5 Toys iPhone and iPad app for full coverage. This includes the ability to pair Echoes together in stereo mode like HomePod, a new Alexa subwoofer, and new Echo Dot with a tweaked design, and a brand new Echo input that costs $35 and only works with existing speakers, and much more, including a wall clock, smart plug, and a microwave. And also, check out Relay.fm today to hear the latest episode of Download with Jason Snell, on which I appeared as a guest this week. Read those stories and much more on 9to5Mac.com and subscribe to 9to5Mac Daily in Apple Podcast or Overcast to receive new updates Monday through Friday.